At their last meeting, council voted to implement a 15% user fee for recreation facility programming, room bookings, and facility rentals, along with a 72-hour registration delay for recreation programming for people who are not Kingston residents. These changes were proposed by staff following a motion introduced in February by Councillor Paul Shaves, who asked staff to explore non-resident user fees.
Municipalities implement non-residential fees to ensure fairness, cost recovery, and long-term sustainability in local services and amenities and programming. I brought forward this motion for the main basis that our residents do subsidize our facilities through the property taxes, not just user fees.
Staff returned with three recommendations: the 15% non-resident user fee, the 72-hour registration delay, and a 15% non-resident fee for city commuter parking permits. While most councillors supported the first two recommendations, Councillor Lisa Osanek raised concerns about the additional parking fees.
The third clause is that 15% non-resident user fee for the commuter parking permits. And that's not only the street parking for commuter permits, but also for our city parking lots, like the Anglin parking lot and all the courthouse parking lot, all the others. And I think that that's unfair to, you know, the people coming into Kingston for employment purposes.
Councillor Connie Glenn went a step further, voicing equity concerns about the resident user fee as well.
So I have some concerns about the equity piece of this. I actually don't have trouble with the delay and allowing our own residents to have first opportunity at this and for them to fill up as many spaces as possible and then to open it up. That to me seems fair. The extra fee I struggle with. Recreation is critically important. Small communities do struggle with this. And essentially, if there's empty spots, then we've got people coming in from other municipalities that are helping to actually support those services, if you want to look at it from that perspective. So I have trouble with option one for that reason and for the reasons that Councillor Osanek has brought up. So I don't think that I can support this in this form. It's not, it doesn't work for me.
Mayor Brian Patterson countered this, arguing the proposed changes increase fairness across the board.
I see that differently. I don't think that this is a matter of controlling the space in our facilities. I think this is about recognizing that facilities cost a lot of money to construct and to maintain. And right now, that is borne entirely by the Kingston taxpayer. So the test that I use is, can I explain this to a resident of Loyalist Township, or could I explain this to a resident of South Frontenac, or could I explain this to a resident of Gananoque or wherever else? I personally feel I could absolutely explain why we're asking non-residents to pay a little bit more. If they want to construct a facility, then by all means, they're welcome to do that. But I'm going to guess that it's probably advantageous for them to be able to use our facilities. And so this is not an exorbitant increase in that fee. I think it's really just a matter of treating people fairly.
In the end, council voted on each recommendation separately. The first two passed, but the parking fee was struck down. These changes are set to take effect in 2026. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.